Most of you will know that I'm standing by the Nittany Lion Shrine, a beautiful artistic rendering of a puma or a mountain lion. It's been standing here since 1942, and every home game, it has its own honor guard to protect it from visiting fans from desecrating it with other colors or symbols or even paint. But how would you feel if you knew that it had been under attack every single day? Ever since 1942, it's been admitted under attack from acid rain or acid deposition. We're in the center of the Northeast, and we have some of the highest pH rainwater in the United States. This is made out of limestone. It's a single 32-ton block that's been beautifully rendered into this rather wonderful lion. But when it rains and there's acidic content, it's going to start eating away at this limestone block. There's also acidic snow, there's also dry deposition, there's acidic fog. All of it is attacking the statue. But since 1990 and the Clean Air Act of 1992, we've tried to reduce our sulfur dioxide emissions and reduce our NOx emissions. How we did that and the impact that it's had on our air quality and on our pH of the water is what we're looking at today.